This weekend, the Washington-Moscow hotline turns 40 years old. On August 30, 1963, the two countries opened a direct line of communication, an effort to avoid misunderstandings that could lead to nuclear war. That same year, the movie Dr. Strangelove showed a mythical American president calling the Soviet leader.
Hello? Hello, Dmitry. Listen, I can't hear too well. Do you suppose you could turn the music down just a little?
Now then, Dmitry, you know how we've always talked about the possibility of something going wrong with the bomb. The hydrogen bomb.
The real-life hotline is called the Washington-Moscow Direct Communications Link. American and Soviet leaders have used it during emergencies, like the Arab-Israeli War in 1973. And though the Soviet Union has collapsed, the hotline remains active, just in case. It's not really a red telephone. In a windowless room at the Pentagon, a team transmits and receives written messages from Moscow. Lieutenant Colonel Robert Protasevich, a Russian linguist, oversees that operation. He says the messages travel on multiple channels, a more reliable system than the single transatlantic cable laid in 1963.
And there were problems with it because it goes out of New York, over to London through Scandinavia, and at some points it goes through farmers' fields. And, you know, there were occasions in the past where a farmer would plow through that cable and knock out our communications, but you know, with the advance of technology, we now have satellite circuits, and it's completely reliable. Well, it has been, knock on wood. The system's nothing special to look at. It's a bank of computers with old dot matrix printers connected to each one. Whenever anything is being received, those printers will kick off, basically like a telephone ring, which alerts us in the office. No matter what we're doing, we'll hear the telephone ring, and then we'll immediately run to the computers to communicate with the Russians. We do those tests on the hour, every hour. The test consists of sending about a half page of text, and it's the driest material in the world. The Russians will send us sometimes stories from Tolstoy, from Turgenev, nature stories. I try to send them a variety of things, a biography of Harry Houdini or something that might be of interest to them. And since I know some of the Russian operators personally, I try to look for something that will be challenging to them so that they pull their hair out or have a little anxiety over translating these things. They understand my sense of humor. So they don't take it the wrong way.
Lieutenant Colonel Robert Protasevich is the chief of the Washington-Moscow hotline, which is 40 years old tomorrow. Around the world, hotlines now connect Washington with Beijing, connect Israel with Egypt, and connect North Korea with South Korea, among others.